Seattle is spending around $80 million this year on homelessness. And yesterday, the council added $50 million to the pot with a new head tax on big employers. KUOW listeners wanted to know, are we spending all that money the right way? KUOW's David Hyde with more.
With tens of millions of dollars being spent to help homeless people, residents in neighborhoods around Seattle are asking KUOW, is that money being spent effectively? And near the Ballard Commons Park, Valerie Nagel has a similar question.
Why is there so much money into ineffective ways instead of the truly affordable housing for people to move into, permanent housing?
But unlike most KUOW listeners, Nagel lives in her van. I put her question to Kira Zylstra. She's interim director of All Home King County, which coordinates a regional response to homelessness.
As funders, as government entities, we need to hold ourselves accountable to the investments that we're making and answer the tough questions about how are we doing. And there's always improvements that need to be made.
Zylstra says in the recent past, there was a flaw with how performance by service providers was measured.
How many people are you serving? Perhaps how many workshops are you putting on? How many classes have been offered? How many times did you offer an individual service? What that doesn't tell us is, what was the result?
So a new system was introduced last year to measure results.
So are we able to connect somebody to housing if that is the ultimate goal? Are we able to connect someone with employment if that is the ultimate goal?
Jason Johnson is in charge of implementing the new system for Seattle as acting head of the city's Department of Human Services.
We want providers to understand that we're going to be investing in programs that are working.
Here's how it works. When groups applied for funding in 2017, under the new system, the city had a new set of questions, like how many people were actually moved from shelters to permanent housing, and did that permanent housing stick? If service providers didn't make the cut, the city cut their funding. But is the new approach working? Johnson says yes. The numbers he's seen are promising.
Our exits to permanent housing are hundreds more than they were. So we're really seeing the enhancements that we made in shelter starting to take effect.
But the city won't let KUOW see the data it's looking at. And there's another question. Will the city follow through this year and cut funding to groups that don't make the grade? KUOW's trying to get the answer to that question as soon as possible. Lisa Herbold, who serves on the Seattle City Council, said people should get the message that the city's goals are clear.
There's this idea out there that we've been just writing blank checks and not requiring any reporting on outcomes. That's not the case.
But she admits that even with all of the money that's being spent, homelessness continues to grow.
People don't realize that more people are becoming homeless even as we are moving other people out of homelessness.
And that's why Herbold supported the new head tax on big companies like Amazon. Back in Ballard, Valerie Nagel is grateful for the services she gets from the urban rest stop. But Nagel's tired of living in her van. And like everyone I spoke with today near the Ballard Commons, what she wants is a real home.
Huge. It would be huge if there was enough housing. Affordable housing for low-income, even working people. Working people are forced out into to their vehicles.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
Do you have questions about homelessness or anything else in the news? Just ask us. Look for What's Your Question at KUOW.org. That's KUOW.org. Look for What's Your Question.